the Public Works Committee meeting of Tuesday, November 15th. We have Alderman Cott, Alderman Koch, Alderman Shusky, myself, and staff present. Citizens' comments? None. Continuing on, minutes for correction or approval from October 18th. Did anybody have any questions or comments? Or we'll take them as presented. Okay. New business, Public Works 2016-74, meeting schedule for 2017. Anybody have any issues with that? All right, I think we are. Somebody have one?
I'm looking at the schedule for when it's going to consent agenda. Hey, we need to get a bigger calendar.
22nd?
Yep.
22nd's our date for consent?
Yes.
Okay. No objections to the calendar. Take that as is. All right. Public Works 2016-75 to 2017 RTBR program.
All right, we have a series of memos, memo that Bart had prepared that's in the packet along with other exhibits and charts. So basically we have a recommended plan for the next fiscal year along with the kind of the rolling five-year plan, if you will. So we're looking for, I guess, approval to move forward with next year's program. And then attached kind of behind some of the detail is the engineering agreement that goes along with moving the 2017 project ahead. So just here to answer any questions or address any concerns between Eric and I, we should be able to address things.
We have any questions or comments on the proposal?
Just a question now. On State Street by Hydraulic and Van Emmon, that originally was scheduled to be done in the next fiscal year, correct? Because I think we were telling residents that. Didn't we get a call from somebody down there?
I thought that was Main Street between Hydraulic and
Van Emmon. No, I was thinking State.
I think it was planned to be next year. And it still might. It's in our alternative list. One of the items that's come up is addressing all these parking lots that we have. So the parking lots right now are in the $650,000 portion of the project. And then I think Bart is suggesting that depending on how the budget discussions go and how our bids come in, is all the alternatives listed could very well get done. But that, you know, that's a little bit down the road, I guess, is what I took from his memo and my understanding from him.
Okay. I guess my only concern was if we were telling residents that a street's going to get done in a certain time frame.
Sure.
And then we push it back. I mean, to me, you know, that's not the way I like to do business. And my only other thought would be if I have a choice between doing a public roadway and doing a parking lot. I mean, and there are some exceptions, like the downtown parking lot coming out of the TIF. I'm good with that. But if I have a choice between public roadway and a parking lot, I'm going to do the public roadway.
But if, and that's a fair choice, but there's not going to be anything left of these parking lots if we don't do something with them.
They're getting that bad.
Yeah, we painted this one last year. It's just seal coated. This one, there's nothing left of them.
Chris, I want to piggyback onto that because there's one road missing in here, and it's missing in even the five-year plan, and that's like Walsh Drive, and that's
Walsh is in the 2020, I thought, or 19.
No, we see Barberry, both sides of Barberry.
Oh, Barberry, just not Walsh.
Well, that whole stretch is the only entrance in there, and it was in bad shape 4 years ago when I came on. It was crumbling. I remember we talked about that.
Yep.
Is there a separate plan? I understood the old part of town, and I even understood Countryside. That I had no problems with doing those streets. But I didn't know if there's a separate plan for that, because pretty soon it'll be like Joel's neighborhood. I mean, it's crazy. If you look in some spots of it, it's down into gravel.
No, understood. And that's why we did a lot of patching in there last year as well.
Down by the park. But
Walsh Drive, you're talking about from Stagecoach coming into North End?
No, it's really bad if you go down into Greenbrier side from where the park all the way up to Greenbrier Road.
Okay, you're talking Walsh Circle.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, well, no, Walsh Drive, Chris.
Was that Walsh
from Greenbrier Road?
It's
north.
Okay, that's still.
It feeds Greenbrier. all the way to 71. It's kind of
trying
the,
to find it on the list.
And I was just going off of this, and I didn't even see it. It's not even showing on the 5-year thing, and I didn't know if. So at some point, it might need even more than just grading or, you know, scraping up and retopping.
Sure. And I would say this, you know, this, excuse me, the list is generally put together from the program, but there's always special situations. I mean, there's been some other streets that we've had to add in because, you know, the surface is just blown up and you're dealing with nothing but gravel. So this is what the program is telling us, but there's flexibility, certainly. If all of a sudden we feel that walls should jump up because of that very issue, then, you know, that's something that we'll just, you know, bring to the committee and address it.
And that's kind of what we've looked at, Ken, with that alternate list. That's why we've, like Brad and I have had lists.
So when is it, where is it at on the list?
It's not because it's rated an 84.
Right, that's really
it's because, because the program, and take in mind, too, that these streets were the programming, streets were run and analyzed in 2012, so a lot's happened since then.
Right.
So the program right now is just assuming a certain degradation of the pavement. There's going to be some streets that are going to degrade.
That advance quicker than
much
others.
Much quicker, and you know we know that. So
you would it's like okay, I'm looking at White Oak. Guarantee you that White Oak's way is better shape than Walsh. I would almost be shocked if it wasn't.
Yeah.
If you drive it. And you're doing the two side streets, the Barbary, but the main drag that everybody, to get to those, is...
But this is exactly why we did the study. We let the numbers do a lot of the talking.
Right.
This is exactly why we got away from the, oh, this one's worse, and this one's worse, and this one's better. Right. We said, we have the science to back it up. Now, can we break this out? On Walsh Drive, we can absolutely break it out, Ken, to where we could go... It's right now from Stagecoach Trail to the North End, if I'm not mistaken.
Go all the way down where the park's at. Yep.
Yeah, and what we could do is we could probably break it out from Greenbrier Road to the North End and from Stagecoach Trail to Greenbrier Road, which would probably change the rating and probably move it up the list. But we wouldn't do the whole thing then. We wouldn't do it. Right now we're looking at doing it from Route 71 all the way to the end.
But we don't have
an 84.
Which is, that means it's going to be... Probably could be 10 years away.
No, I don't think so, because like Brad said, we have noticed by using this program for the last 5 years that there are certain things that this program misses that we have to go out and check every year. And another street that probably will be on there and moved up is Terry Lane, which says it's an 81 on here. Mm-hmm. It's not.
Yeah.
Plain and simple, it's not. So Brad and I, that's why we have that standby list that you see down here. Back up here at the first part of it. And this list that we've created this year was a catch-up list. Madison Court, Madison Street, and Tower Lane were supposed to have been done years ago. They were part of the program, but Tower Lane was supposed to be the first year, and Madison Court and Madison Street were supposed to be 2 years ago. And they got missed because the money got tight. Pavilion Road, we are doing not only the roadway, we all know that's in bad shape, but also some creek work because the creek is now about 4 foot from the road. And then East Ridge Street is one of those streets that it's about this thick.
Yeah,
and there's,
Ridge Street.
There's just nothing left of it on East Ridge on that dead end, just that one down.
What are we talking about?
So, you know, we used the science and the numbers, but we also took a little bit into consideration, like Tower Lane's rated a 53. And our parking lot is no better. There's just nothing left of it because we bring heavy trucks in and out of there 10 times a day. So we're not picking and choosing streets by any means whatsoever. And even the streets on our backup list are streets that are in pretty bad shape. And the Wheaton Avenue, if we don't do something with, which is now Boomba, that road is so big and so wide that if we let it go till it's all the way bad, it will be tremendously expensive to repair. This, I believe, is just an inch and a half off and an inch and a half on. This is just the wearing surface, and that's still $124,000. So we're doing a balancing act, and I think you're absolutely right that the dividing line between Walsh Drive from Greenbrier into Sunflower is where we should split that street. And it could possibly move up to as early as the following year.
It was just a few spots, I would say. You know, when I wouldn't even be mentioning this, but it's like I see every day how bad it is.
Oh, yeah, no, and
there are spots that it's down to gravel.
The barb areas are worse. Mm-hmm. East and West barb area are worse. It's just a matter of trying to fit 5 pounds of sugar in a 2.5 pound sack.
Two things. What classifies, like I'm just looking in my little section, and mm-hmm. which is like, so now Houston, which is, what, 8 years old?
Mm-hmm.
I think compared to Lateral, it's pretty good, but it gets like a, like excellent, it gets a very good. Mm-hmm. Versus, like, what is, on a new road like that, or, like, what throws it off? Like, what makes it a very good, not an excellent? I mean,
when the machine penetrated it's a lot of it's to do with the base, the subsurface and the base. So like this road out here on Game Farm where we went 24 inches thick, it'll come back an excellent for years and years and years and years. There's a Dyna, I think, is on here, and there's a reflective, and a lot of it's to do with the base. The wear surface is pretty simple.
Yeah, it's basically your wear surface is about a third of your score, two-thirds of your score is your base.
And everybody sees the wear surface. Yeah.
If you drive them, they all look pretty good.
But getting there.
Yeah. And then, do we ever go back out and have them drive it again? Like at
That's
what
I was going to ask next.
Do we say, okay, what's it been?
You're supposed to do it every 5 to 7.
Yeah. So we're coming up on?
Coming up on 5.
We're coming up on 5. But we also are, a lot of these streets, and Brad and I are going to go through this winter, like the first street inventory, Aberdeen Court, is not accepted. So it probably, or Wankirk,
right.
North End.
Right.
You know, we need to take all those off and all those that we've done and really just get a new, fresh list to see where we are and what we need to do. And then,
then
decide where we should go. Should we test those roads again? Or should we just give it a factor of how fast it degrades.
Yeah,
see if we can run that.
We've just been running the program and letting the program, you know, kind of degrade the streets based on its, you know, wherever it has set up. But I would think that we could wait easily another couple of years because we have a long list of streets, you know, to deal with. But, you know, it's going to be $100,000, you know, to have them come out and rerun the streets and everything, which is obviously pretty expensive.
I just find, like, a wing that is, like,
gone.
Yeah. Gone. Yeah. It's in a very... What's it got? A very good?
Let's see. Where's the wing?
It's got very good.
It has a strong base.
So it's just interesting how
how
it grades it.
Right. And Wing Road just was a seal coat road, but all of a sudden the seal coat's gone, and now it's nothing but gone. Yeah.
But it gets a good. It just...
Right, but it's definitely... Yeah. Wing would be one that I would put in my hip pocket to say, look, if we got great bits, I'd love to do some work on Wing Road. Mm-hmm.
It's just interesting how it grades it.
Yeah.
So if a road is not completely bad, but then we ignore it and it does deteriorate a lot more, then we're talking about a total rip out?
Some roads. Like, and the reason I said that with Boomba Boulevard is it's 39 foot wide. That's where you start running into your really serious money. And if you get into your residential streets that are 27, 28 foot wide, you can usually thicken up the asphalt by an inch if you really need to, instead of rebuilding everything, because they're not 80,000. They're not made for the big trucks like the one at Boomba. That Boomba Boulevard, if we take care of it for $124,000, it'll take care of us for a lot more years, because I believe a good portion of that road has been in for quite some time with a lot of heavy trucks on it.
Yeah, fortunately now we're not getting as much residential traffic through there with Cornelius being done. Right. We still get a lot of traffic that's residential, but having Cornelius done, it does take some of that burden off. So
tremendous amount.
Mixed use road, really. I know that there's some subjective natures to this. The parking lots add a lot of, you know, should they be done, should they not be done. I'd like to see more roads done, but I do understand the need for the parking lots to be done, especially if we're going to be able to partner with the school district and do the city lots here and get all this done at the same time, bid it together. That makes sense. could we put $100,000 somewhere else on natural streets? Yeah, but I do think that city lots here make sense to do them all together at the same time. It makes our bids better. The public works facility, the only question I had on that one was potential for redevelopment improvement. And with that one there, if things were to go certain ways, specific ways that benefit the city, would it be more advantageous to wait?
It's not where that would make a difference.
Okay. And that I didn't know if scale-wise if it would, but...
Most of it's in the back where it's not going to make a difference.
Okay. So, because I knew that there's potential for...
Correct.
Big, significant changes there, so I don't know if that...
That's a very, very... That's probably 1/6 of the lot.
Okay. That's good, then. So... I do like the fact that with the alternates, we still have flexibility if something does come up. I know we're generally committing to the primary list, but the alternates, those are the ones that if something does explode over winter, we can actually address it. This is a huge year coming up. I mean, almost $1 million of road improvements. And underground, any of these roads having underground associated?
Yeah, no, we're looking at West Washington, some water main replacements.
Okay.
So at the December committee meeting, we'll be bringing that to you.
Okay. So that'll be separate from the...
It'll be separate. And then we'll do our typical lining program, which really, you know, we can do lining at any time. But we try to, you know, we'll be doing that as well on some of these in some of these areas.
So in reality, we are looking at... almost $700,000 of streets when you take into account the alternatives and back out the parking lots.
Yes.
That's a pretty good year for us. All
right. As you just indicated, and I think Bart states it in the memo, there could be enough money to do all of this.
Right, correct.
So what do we need to decide tonight?
Yeah, I think the preference tonight would be to approve the recommended list, so up to the $658,000 and change. And then if you're inclined to approve our engineering agreements, we can get moving. Because what we would like to do is, like we've done in the last couple of years, is prepare the package, get it to IDOT for their review, and try to hit a February letting, take advantage of the early bidding. We've been receiving some really good bid prices from contractors by doing that, and then kind of setting us up to start construction in May. And what we've done the last couple of years is, you know, based on the bids, we've actually just kind of tacked on additional projects, kind of a separate agreement with the low bidder. Happens to be D the last 2 years we've done that. And that way we could, you know, I think from Bart's perspective, the budget discussion should be, you know, come, you know, March, should be more solidified and have a better understanding, and we could add those projects on after at that time.
Hey, Eric, we talked about this before, that alley between State and Main. I know we talked to the residents, and there were some issues there. Has that been revisited, or...?
It has not. We can definitely revisit that, though, and see what the ultimate goal is to get that paved. I think it's years as well, but we need to make sure that we have drainage in there as well. I think that was part of it, and part of it was one of the residents really did not care for it.
Drainage issues or something.
Yes, where, and if you look, I think the little white house that's on South Main on the corner, or not on the alley, not right across from Stibbe's. Yes. I think when they sold that one, when they had the property markers up, you could see how far off the driveway had shifted over time, like towards them. The actual alley is only 20 feet wide. I mean, that's it. And it's kind of shifted and become just this giant gravel area once you get back to their garage. So I think there was some reservations from those folks there at first. Maybe it's all been taken care of and cleared up, and we can get that done, because that's our last gravel street besides Sleepy Hollow Road.
Yeah, I mean, unless there's majority of the people object to it, I think now's the time to do it, since they're doing Main Street.
In Washington.
In Washington, so I'd like to see us maybe recontact. There's only like four residents.
There is. There's four.
Four homes, and maybe revisit it with them and see where they're at with it now.
I think the first thing would be maybe, Brad, to have you guys stake it.
Yeah.
Just to see where we're at.
Yeah.
And I think that's where we got last time, and there was something that went haywire. And we kind of just went, let's just, because it was kind of like, quick, let's do this. Well, wait, no, we shouldn't. We should just wait.
Yep.
So we can gladly do that. Mm-hmm. Just take a look at that.
Obviously, Kennedy is not going to get onto our 5-year or 10-year plan unless we have outside funding. That's still our consideration on that one, is to pursue the funding mechanisms from the state and
developer.
Well, I think,
I think right now it's the developer looking to come on board with that and make the improvements on the whole section, or just specific?
There were specific triggers for specific sections.
Okay.
And I know that I think you just had a meeting with Avante and another developer, a builder today.
Mm-hmm.
It's all based on number of permits. But I do know that Avante is, I think they're working with Bart and or Christie to look at the annexation agreement and kind of figure out, because we've asked, said, look, if you're going to build holds, we need Kennedy Road done, Mill Road done.
Right, because I know they're pulling more and more permits now.
Yes.
And they're going to be looking to do more improvements throughout the developments.
And Kennedy is one of those that just keeps getting more expensive by the year.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good. So with that, if nobody has any reservations, I think we should consider approving the 2017 program with the alternatives as well as the 5-year plan.
Then we'll definitely kind of look at that split and have them run those numbers again.
Mm-hmm. We'll send that to consent for council. Or does that need to go out to consent, or is this?
I don't know if you wanted to go to consent, it definitely could, just as a working document, that this is the outline.
That's what I thought it was, it's just working. I mean, do we have any need to send it out to council?
Well, I think this year you might want to just send out the streets, because then Brad's engineering agreement is going to reflect those streets.
Okay.
For year one,
the agreement will have to go out there.
Right, which is to say, look,
memo.
Here's the cost of the streets and all this good stuff. Here's the working documents for the next 4 years after that.
So if we wanted, if no one has any objection, we'll just send the 2017 and the 5-year out to City Council for consent. Just as a...
Just an FYI.
Informational.
Kind of, yeah. That way everybody can see what we're looking at, too.
Okay. All right. Good. Moving on. Public Works 2016-76 Professional Service Agreement for 2017 RTVR Program.
That's just our standard agreement, similar to what's been presented in the past. Basically, it's to prepare the documents for letting, using both MFT and local funds, and getting it through IDOT and approvals, and then handling the construction engineering.
And this is for $33,000 of design and $43,000 of construction engineering.
Correct.
Anybody have any questions or comments on the contract? It's standard form. We've seen it many times now. No objections. I would recommend putting that on the consent for the 22nd. Okay. Continuing on, we have the 2016-77 Mill Street LAFO authorization number 2.
All right. Seen a few authorizations. This is the second one for the Mill Street LAFO. Basically, the project is complete. And this is the balancing change order. It just so happens that I did not spend as much as the original contract, the award value of the contract. So basically, it's a negative change order or authorization of $29,769.48, which brings the total authorizations down. There was an authorization one, so the total is a negative $34,269.48. And again, this is the final balancing change order. All quantities have been agreed by between us and the contractor.
Okay. Do you recall what the estimated cost was on that one?
Yeah, the contract value was $157,000.
$157,000 is what they had. Okay. So again, coming under, which is good for us.
I want to tell you, we get a lot of compliments.
Okay.
Like a lot of people are like, "Wow, it's so nice! Oh, it's about time!" And
yeah,
it was a much needed. Yeah, they came out nice.
And a lot of the savings were undercuts. We didn't end up having to do.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of patching.
We didn't have to do.
Yeah, it's a big improvement.
Well, gosh, yes. That's been on our list of things to do for many years.
Okay.
It's a great plan. Great project. Mm-hmm.
With questions or comments on that, are we good with consent agenda? Mm-hmm. Okay. Last item, additional business. Anybody? Once, twice?
Just one quick one. I'm going to get back to roads. On Kennedy, Eric, when you... traveling east and then it comes around to the north. When you go past Autumn Creek, the road kind of narrows back down to the old country road. I noticed that there's a pretty deep drop off where the shoulder should be there.
Okay.
Is there any way we could maybe put some gravel in there or something?
We will sure take a look.
Yeah.
Especially with winter coming.
And then along that same stretch further towards Menards by McHugh there. Those electrical boxes we got out there between the sidewalk and the road, are those powered up?
Those are phone boxes.
They're what now?
Phone. Those are
telephone. Oh, those are phone. Okay.
And we have told and asked and begged AT&T.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yep, the green round ones that are sitting half open, half knocked over.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. Those are the ones. They're not power. So there's no danger for...
Yeah, it just gets you right by a sidewalk there, and
you
see the wires exposed. Okay. That's all I have.
Just got one item. Eric, we mentioned a while back about, since we didn't paint the curbs, that we could put some higher, brighter wattage lights or something in it when it dead. Now it's getting dark.
You are absolutely correct. I'm sorry, Ken.
At each entrance.
At the north and south?
Yeah, because they're both, it'll be easier, and I don't know what's going to happen eventually when they come up on 47, but
yep,
that would help a little bit.
We can just put higher wattage lights in there. Yep. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And the new lights look good.
Yeah.
They do, don't they?
It looks good, don't they?
I had a bunch of people comment that we did a good job with that. And then most of them are up or on now, except for on the bridge, right?
Yep, they got three left.
Three left to install.
I think Friday we're set up to do the testing. We're going to test the outlets, and probably the burn test and everything else. But wow, it looks really sharp.
How did they determine where they were located? It's like when you go by, like Town Square Park, there's only one way on the north side. It's lopsided looking or something. You know, from the park. Is there a reason we didn't have another one there? Or?
I think if you were to put it mid-block, it blocks the Eternal Flame, blocks the monument.
But even toward the other end, or is it because there's one across the street?
Then there's one across the street.
Right.
It just looks kind of funny over there, like there's this one light like in a goofy spot in front of the park.
But now with the conduit, you can pop a base most anywhere that you would like to.
And right, because that conduit runs the whole stretch.
It runs from Samanok to 126.
If we need to add power, different light, specialty light,
I just noticed it just looks outside.
Yeah. There are some that are not evenly spaced because there was a hydrant there or somebody's property.
Well, that's why I was kind of looking like, well, what's there? There's
no, and I think it was one mid-block,
okay,
just to have because of the monument.
Okay, that makes sense.
Always has to be someone to find it.
What's amazing is too that. Really, putting them up didn't block up traffic very much.
They did a nice job.
They were like happening, okay. Just boom, you even didn't really know they were even doing them.
They did a nice job.
No, they look very
good. That's 44.
And one other thing when we're done with this discussion.
Go ahead.
Okay, that's
The crossing on 47 by hydraulic, we talked about that a few months ago. And the reason I'm thinking about it, with the Christmas activities going on this weekend down there, are we going to do anything with that or just... I don't know, maybe more signage or something? Because you don't even know it's there, really, until
you... don't. I know. Somebody was crossing there the other day, and it just kind of straight because it's kind of a goofy place.
I'm just trying to make sure it's as safe as it can be, I guess, is where I'm going.
We will see what we can do. I just don't know what else. I mean, there the signage is there.
Yeah,
is there a crosswalk on the?
It's on the bridge, though. I think it's not.
Well, maybe it'll be better now because it'll be lighter
with the lights.
I noticed it. The lights, you know, was before they had them working over there. It's like, oh, there's, you know, they just kind of blend because of
right.
As you're coming this way, you know, the railroad arms are kind of blocking them.
And again, that is why we pushed and pushed and pushed for that not to be a crossing, because that's so hard to discern where that railroad track is, where the people are. It's just kind of blends all together.
It's busy.
And we actually thought that even if you take them from Hydraulic and push them to Van Emmon, then they have to walk by all our businesses. Then you go into the businesses. So we will definitely try to make it as safe as we can.
Yeah, I mean, I like the signs where it says state law requires you to stop. I mean, I think that's a reminder to people that it is the law. If somebody's in a crosswalk,
they can't read it when they're going 50.
You know, they don't care.
I know they don't.
We cross the crosswalk over on Mill and 126, and very seldom is anybody ever stop for us. And that is visible, lit. Nobody stops.
Well, if you really want the God's honest truth, when this went in with the lights, we've seen two near accidents from people pushing the button and walking, and a truck will be coming up the hill with a car. A truck will be in the right lane, a car will be in the left lane. The car can't see the people.
Yeah.
Truck starts slowing down, car goes to pass, and there's people right there. Two, been witnessed by our employees. Because people hit the button, they see the truck slowing down, they don't see the car either.
Yeah.
And that's a hard thing with four or five lanes. The one on Oswego, I see that all the time, because I'm there all the time. That's the case where I see it quite a bit. I mean, some of it is the onus of the person crossing, you do have to check, but without a mid-lane indicator, it is a challenge. So I think that's always going to be a problem with those kind of crossings.
Especially if there's turns right
people
there.
People don't care. That's exactly it. People don't care.
Yeah, we widen that road, they go 50 instead of 35.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be okay with some, you know, good speed tables that pop up that up.
It'd be good with a big hard week of enforcement.
You know,
put a camera.
That's one thing. We talked about the truck enforcement.
Just a hard week. Yeah, not even just trucks.
Well, but
just
in general, I mean, once we have that additional vehicle on the public safety side, once we have one more vehicle out on the roads, we'll be able to do that in all aspects of traffic.
And I think it's worse as they come in, when they're coming into town. They just come flying off of 71, and they think it's...
Yeah, that one I'm not so much worried about. It's when you're so confined in that downtown.
Yeah, I know.
I have one other thing. Do we have an update on the street sign sale, since the sales have closed?
You know, last time I heard from Nicole, it was over 400. I have not got the final tally.
300 are in my house.
Yeah, I think you have most of them.
What's the plan for the rest of them, though?
They just go back on the shelf till next year, and we try again.
See if we can do it again. It was a good push.
I'm sure over the winter, just do a few advertisements here or there. You know, spring, street sign sale in the spring. You know, we'll, if we take any more down or have any other projects that we have to replace them, we'll have...
So. Thomas is so into this. He went into Berwyn. They had a sign sale, and he had to get me because we were on Clinton Avenue. So he got me Clinton Avenue, too. I'm like, you lay off the signs, please. I'm like, they're all over the place.
I think we're going to use the money for some of the overage that we had in the trucks from last month. Mm-hmm. We had that $11,000 overage. We can use the money towards that.
And he contributed.
We do our own... temporary signs and event signs. Do we do those in house or do we have them farmed out?
They did the same thing.
No, we farm ourselves. Usually, Action Graphics does them and turns them around in about a day.
I've used my clothes.
Well, the county's got a sign shop too. Before we buy one, we should ask them.
All right, we need you.
Thank you, everyone.
Yes.